WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. FEMA details its response to Hurricane Helene throughout the southeast. Virginia's health department warns residents to stay away from potentially contaminated natural bodies of water while they're flooding. And dock workers from the Gulf to the East Coast go on strike, including those in Norfolk. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, October 2nd. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, held a press call on Tuesday on the government's response to Hurricane Helene. WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports.
After Helene made landfall in Florida as a Category 4 hurricane on Thursday, it barreled up into the southern Appalachian Mountains, causing catastrophic floods and mudslides. FEMA told WMRA in an email that when warm tropical moisture is forced up a mountain slope, the intensity of rainfall increases. That, plus the steep terrain, created flash flooding that was faster and more violent in nature than it would have been on flatter ground. The Washington Post reports the storm's confirmed death toll climbed to 130 as of midday Tuesday. FEMA's Director of Individual Assistance, Frank Matranga, said that many of the recovery efforts are now concentrated in North Carolina.
Right now, there are more than 3,500 federal responders on the ground supporting recovery efforts in the impacted states. Of those, over 1,000 are from the FEMA workforce.
On Sunday, President Joe Biden declared a state of emergency for 7 localities in southwestern Virginia. FEMA said that the agency has deployed a team to help Virginia's Emergency Operations Center coordinate response efforts, and 160 pallets of water are on the way. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and other agencies are also sending personnel to help coordinate debris removal and infrastructure repair. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
Flooding from the storm's remnants has also washed out some roads in our region. We posted a list of those affected at WMRA.org. President Joe Biden on Sunday approved an emergency declaration for several places in southwest Virginia. Patrick Larson with VPM News has more on what that means for federal aid in the region.
The approval qualifies public assistance for any affected locality in the FEMA-designated disaster area. Senator Tim Kaine visited this week and said he was heartened by the news.
But that's just the beginning of this process.
The declaration means state and local governments and nonprofits are eligible for federal assistance on saving lives and protecting property. It also starts the process of evaluating personal property damages, but does not free up federal funds for individual assistance.
We are going to to try to get an expedited major disaster declaration that will start to flow resources for recovery, individual assistance for those who've lost homes.
Kaine co-signed a letter from Governor Glenn Youngkin to that effect. Senator Mark Warner and Congressman Morgan Griffith signed on too. Southwest Virginia residents impacted by flooding can report damages to their local governments.
Patrick Larson reporting. The Virginia Department of Health advises the public to avoid natural water bodies, lakes, rivers, streams across the Commonwealth after Tropical Storm Helene. In a press release, VDH said that during heavy rainfall and flooding, pollution and debris from the land washes into rivers, lakes, and streams and eventually winds up in our coastal waterways. Waste from pets, livestock, and wildlife, as well as untreated wastewater from sewage treatment plants that are overloaded by an excess of rainwater, can all end up in natural waters used for recreation and pose risks to human health. Full disclosure, VDH underwrites programming on WMRA. Dock workers up and down the East Coast walked off the job on Tuesday. Those striking include workers in Norfolk. WHRO's Ryan Murphy reports.
The ever-present rumble of tractor trailers hauling cargo to and from Norfolk International Terminals was absent from Hampton Boulevard Tuesday. Instead, passersby could hear this.
Dear Automation, we work around the clock. All we're trying to do is feed our families. Support the ILA.
The International Longshoremen's Association, which represents East Coast dock workers, has shut down ports from New England to Texas in its first strike in nearly 50 years. The union is seeking major wage increases and a total ban on automation at the ports, but has been at an impasse with port owners for months. JP Morgan estimates the shutdown will cost the U.S. about $5 billion per day. President Joe Biden has said the federal government won't intervene to halt the strike.
Ryan Murphy reporting. Roughly 85% of Virginia schools have received full accreditation. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that number is down from previous years despite increases in standardized testing scores and a decrease in chronic absenteeism. The accreditation rate is the lowest it has been since before Virginia revised its accreditation system in 2017. This year also marks the first that schools were evaluated on post-pandemic performance after a three-year grace period. Finally today, crime is one of the issues at the center of the presidential campaign, and despite Republican claims to the contrary, the latest numbers from the FBI show crime is down. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
According to the latest quarterly report from the FBI, crime rates for the second quarter of this year are down in every category. Violent crime is down 10%, robbery is down 14%, and murder is down 23%. Sean Winetta at the Humanization Project says this shows criminal justice reform is working.
Perception and reality are oftentimes very different things. We are living in a historically safe time right now. Crime is at historic lows, and crimes have dropped at historic levels, particularly since the very narrow spike that we had during the pandemic.
Chuck Mayer at the human rights nonprofit Julian says people will often hear about carjackings that happen near their neighborhood and jump to conclusions.
And people will take that story and they would apply it and say that, well, crime must be skyrocketing because this one offense we're seeing is skyrocketing. When in reality, violent crime as a whole, especially nationally, is decreasing and it's already at a historical low point.
Crime data often lags behind because the way statistics are collected. Virginia crime data for 2023 was only recently released, for example. But this quarterly report from this calendar year is an effort by the FBI to make sure the latest national numbers are available quickly. Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Wednesday.